Good morning from 58 WCHS, the voice of Charleston. Monday morning, a time for Ask the Expert. I am Rick Johnson, and from the Kanawha Pastoral Counseling Center, we have Jeannie Kay with us this morning once again. Hello, Jeannie.
Hi, Rick.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. It's always great to be here.
Well, it's good to see you again, and we have a special guest. Would you like to introduce?
Yes, Ann Martin. She's one of our counselors with Kanawha Pastoral Counseling, and I absolutely love her, both as a person and respect her abilities as a counselor. So it's great to be here with you too, Ann.
Thanks, Jeannie.
All right, Ann, give us a little bit of a background on yourself.
Well, I've been with Kanawha Pastoral Counseling Center for about 6 years now, which is kind of hard to believe. My office is in Christ Church United Methodist, which is two blocks away from our main office at First Presbyterian Church. And I see clients, individuals, couples, and families, teenagers and adults.
All right, and we're going to really kind of delve into the area of anxiety and depression. And some might think, boy, good topic for a Monday morning.
Yeah.
And there's all kinds of different ways we can approach it. And let me first say that if you'd like to ask a question on the air of our guests this morning and our experts, the phone number, of course, here on 58 WCHS, 345-5858. That's 345-5858. And Jeannie, those who may not be that familiar with Kanawha Pastoral Counseling Center, what would you like to say about the center?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say that we do make counseling affordable for everyone. So if you've been having that idea in your head that you might like, you know, a little bit of conversation with somebody, but you're not sure you can afford it, well, we can make that happen for you. First of all, we accept most insurance. And if you don't have insurance or adequate resources to pay, through some generous donors that we have at our counseling center, we have fee subsidies available. So we can make that work for you. We have hours 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, and some of our counselors do have after-school, after-work hours available. We have 5 different locations, 2 here in Charleston, as Ann mentioned, also at Cabin Creek Health Center and River Valley Health and Wellness Center in Ravenswood, and free parking at all those locations. But you can call this number for an appointment at any of those locations, and that's 205-WELL. 205-WELL. Of course, area code 304. You can also get some more information about us on our website, kpcc.com. And we're on Facebook now, and we have a lot of fun interacting with folks on Facebook, just asking some questions about, you know, what's your favorite place in your home that makes you peaceful, all kinds of fun things. Yeah. We make it fun.
What's the address for the Facebook? Is this Facebook?
If you're on Facebook, just just in the search field, just Kanawha Pastoral Counseling. And
okay, cool. Speaking of Facebook, I was on Facebook the other day, and I noticed that somebody had just simply said, having a really bad day.
Yeah, I see that a lot on Facebook.
And the response from other people on Facebook was overwhelming. Just little encouragement thoughts to this person. No real therapy involved necessarily, uh-huh. But the response was like huge to this person saying, I'm really having a bad day. Uh-huh. And I thought, well, okay, as a community, we certainly want to reach out and help somebody, even though we may not really know them. But when you're having a bad day, we can all relate. And a bad day is one thing, but going through anxiety or depression is totally different, isn't it, Ann?
It is. But one of the first things on my stress skills list is to learn to talk it out with someone. And so I just think that's lovely that somebody put it out there like that. You know, if you have someone in your life who you can talk to that's not judgmental, that's wonderful just to bounce things off of them. And if not, we're available to.
Yeah. To find somebody who is not judgmental outside of KPCC, how does one find someone like that? Does it have to be somebody in their life, a family member?
It could be. It could be. And sometimes we need somebody who is just totally on our side. You know, our friends and our family, it's wonderful. You know, that's what we want them for, is to be there on our side. So, but sometimes we do have an impartial listener in our life, and if not, then a counselor can be a good adjunct to the friends and family.
When you think of anxiety, what would be your definition of someone who is going through the period of anxiety?
Well, if you're experiencing a lot of worry, maybe not being able to sleep well, waking up worried about things, a lot of what-if thoughts, what if this happens, what if that happens. And we all, you know, most of us do experience a fair amount of stress in our lives these days. So that's anxiety, too.
And yet we look at those who seem like on the outside, they just sail right through those anxious mm-hmm. moments, and you wonder, how do they do it? How do they do it? And maybe times they aren't really doing it at all, but they're faking themselves out a little bit.
Well, sometimes we can keep a calm exterior when there's a lot going on underneath.
And then you move into the area of depression. Mm-hmm. That just sounds deeper to me than just anxiety. Mm. Is it?
Well, I don't know about deeper. They can both be serious conditions. But much of anxiety and depression follows from our thoughts. So if we're thinking thoughts about what we should or shouldn't do or what someone else should or shouldn't do, if we're thinking about that something's awful or horrible or we can't stand it, then that's going to elevate our anxiety and our depression. So if we can kind of get some of those thoughts under control and instead of thinking shoulds, think coulds, or I would prefer or not prefer, what I want rather than what I should do. You know, a lot of times we'll think things are horrible and awful, and some things truly are. You know, mm-hmm. if someone's house burns down or a child is killed, those things are really, truly horrible and awful. But a lot of the time we have these thoughts that, oh, this is horrible, terrible thing. And if we could just make that a little more, you know, it's disappointing. You know, it's not really mm-hmm. awful. A lot of people have can't stand thoughts. I personally have dealt with can't stand thoughts.
What's that?
I can't stand it when this or that happens. You know, somebody does something, I can't stand that. Well, I can stand it. I'm here. I'm taking it. You know, I'm not very happy about it, but I can stand it. So some of those thoughts that we have kind of just maybe in the background that we don't even hear, if we can notice those thoughts and, you know, just make them a little more rational thoughts, then that can help lower anxiety and, you know, help us feel a little bit happier, too.
Wow, I've never thought of it that way.
I usually try to think of moments like that in terms of, okay, what's the worst thing that could happen?
Yeah.
And when you think about that, and if you can fill in the blank and then stand back and look at that, well, mm-hmm. okay, if that's the worst thing that could happen, then this is not as important as I thought it was going to be.
And that's a little bit linked to gratitude. A lot of people find that they can lift themselves up by thinking, well, it could be worse, you know, and I have a lot to be grateful for. And gratitude mm-hmm. is a wonderful thing to help with both anxiety and depression.
We probably don't give enough thought to gratitude.
Yeah. Yeah.
In our day.
It's a great way to start the day.
Yeah. 345-5858. If you have a question for Ann Martin, she's a licensed professional counselor at Kanawha Pastoral Counseling Center. Jeannie Kay is also here, and she'd be happy to answer your questions as well. Our phone number on the air, 345-5858. We're talking about anxiety and depression, stress. If you'd like to give us a call, we'd certainly welcome it at 345-5858. To talk to someone at Kanawha Pastoral Counseling Center, it's 304-205-WELL. That's 304-205-WELL. Well, we're back in a moment on WCHS.
58 WCHS, the voice of Charleston.
Nothing like relaxing on a canoe trip. Gently flowing water, wooden paddle in your hands, concrete walls, washer dryer. Oh, wait a minute, wake up! It's just another basement nightmare!
Water in your basement? Call Basement Systems of West Virginia for a free inspection and estimate, and end those in-home canoe trips once and for all. Basement Systems offers a savings of up to 50% over other methods, transferable lifetime warranty, and best of all, a good night's sleep. Basement Systems of West Virginia. Call 1-888-619-1300.
Okay, stop what you're doing and go look at your tires. A little worn? Treads uneven? I knew it. You need tires. Are you really going to take a chance driving on those old tires? Well, it just so happens that Appalachian Tire has tons of tires and they're all on sale. Now through Saturday, July 3rd, every tire in stock has been reduced. All makes, all sizes, all styles, all reduced. And with prices starting at a low $29.99 per tire, it's easy to get the tires you need. Save money during the Tons of Tire sales event only at Appalachian Tire.
Buy a TV and entertainment system from a big box store and you get a TV and entertainment system. Good luck setting it up. But buy the same system at Sedaros and you don't just buy a TV. Their experts deliver, install your components, cable it all together, even program your remote. All you have to do is push the on button. Get the Sedaros treatment today, only at Sedaros, your electronics resource for 59 years. Now at 304 Washington Street West in Charleston. Sedaros, get the picture?
Hey, John, how do you know you got a great deal on a great car?
Well, it's simple. Look for the tent for money well spent at Moses Factory Outlet, West Virginia's largest factory outlet, and home of the giant tent sale.
Stop by either location of Moses Factory Outlet, just off the Taze Valley exit or on Corridor G, for rock-bottom, extra-low summer saver prices on over 1,000 used vehicles in every make and model.
During the incredible Summer Saver event, you'll find cars, trucks, SUVs, and fuel-efficient vehicles with the year's lowest prices and highest trade-in allowances. Just say, show me the Carfax. And remember, Moses Factory Outlet, the home of the giant tent sale, is also the home of no-problem financing.
That's right. Plus, be sure to stop by today to register to win a $1,000 gift certificate to Gander Mountain. No purchase necessary.
You can't afford to wait another minute. The Summer Saver sales event won't last long, and it's happening now at Moses Factory Outlet in Taze Valley and on Corridor G, home of the giant tent sale.
We'll see you here at Moses Factory Outlet.
It's the biggest sporting event ever to hit West Virginia, and it's coming to the Greenbrier America's Resort in White Sulphur Springs. Announcing the newest stop on the PGA Tour FedEx Cup Series, the Greenbrier Classic, July 26th through August 1st.
But this is more than a golf tournament.
Thursday, July 29th, the Greenbrier Classic presents in concert Rascal Flatts. Plus country music superstar Reba. Then on Saturday night, July 31st, it's Brad Paisley.
If you don't jump in the water.
And CMA Entertainer of the Year, Carrie Underwood. Your badge for an entire week of golf plus the Thursday concert is just $69. Or get a badge for an entire week of golf plus the Saturday concert for only $79. But the hottest deal is a weekly badge that includes all the golf and both concerts for just $147. Get your badges by logging on to GreenbrierClassic.com, Ticketmaster, or visiting your local Kroger's or United Bank. Don't miss the event of the century, July 26th through August 1st at the Greenbrier, America's Resort. Tickets on sale now.
WCHS, the voice of Charleston, Ask the Expert this morning with the Kanawha Pastoral Counseling Center. You can reach them on the phone at 304-205-WELL, 205-WELL, also online at kpcc.com, and they're also on Facebook. Jeannie Kay is here with the Kanawha Pastoral Counseling Center, along with Ann Martin, licensed professional counselor. One question we didn't touch upon early is, do you need to be religious, quote unquote, to come into the Kanawha Pastoral Counseling Center?
Absolutely not. We are Kanawha Pastoral Counseling Center, and that means that if you want to include your spiritual life as a part of your counseling, for instance, if you want prayer, if you just want to be able to talk about your faith journey during your counseling sessions, then that can easily be a part of your counseling. And many people want that to be included. Mm-hmm. But you don't have to have a spiritual life going on to be welcome at our center. We have a twofold purpose, and that's to provide counseling for everyone, regardless of their ability to pay, and to include your spiritual life in your counseling if you so choose. And we have a variety of counselors. If you call in for counseling, we want to make sure you have a good fit. You might prefer a male, female counselor. We have Sister Rosie, counselors of all faith backgrounds. And so we want to make sure you have a good fit. Ann is a great counselor, but we also have other counselors as well, and we'll make that work for you.
Very good. And the number to call to make to really start the journey is 205-WELL, 205-WELL at Kanawha Pastoral Counseling Center. Here's a call from Keith in Charleston. Good morning, Keith.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
We're doing fine. Did you have a question for us or a comment?
Well, actually, I have a comment. As a person who has a history of depression and anxiety, last fall I started going to counseling, and really I really want to make my comment more for the listeners so they have a better understanding of the benefit of seeing a counselor. For many years, I kept things bottled up to the point that I basically had a meltdown, a full-blown implosion instead of an explosion. And going to counseling, I found an impartial jury, someone whose personal opinion didn't matter because they didn't walk in my life daily. So there was a lot of liberation in being able to speak to someone who didn't know me personally, had only my interests at hand. And I found that a lot of times just speaking the words that were rolling around in my mind that I had bottled up was a relief. It was as if carrying a load around in the back of a truck and continuing to pile that load up until the shocks just about give. And I found that going to counseling, I could unload that truck without worrying about what this person's personal opinion was of the situation. And going to counseling, I was actually able to figure things out for myself because I was speaking them out loud and speaking to someone and getting, you know, their even small responses were invaluable. And over the course of going to counseling, I found myself developing my own methods of dealing with things that I found so much frustration with. Thought diversion, when something that would normally trigger an anxiety attack or start the ball rolling downhill for to put me in a state of depression, I found other things to think about. And things that I enjoyed in life. I play music, and so I would redivert that energy to music. And anyone who is carrying stones around with them, and that's how I refer to it, as carrying stones. Anyone who is carrying stones around with them, the biggest mistake that they can make is to believe that they can deal with it on their own, particularly if they've been carrying them for years. Mm-hmm. And I would advise anyone who has, a burden that they're carrying with them and they just can't seem to get a handle on it, seek counseling. Because I know for me, there were several many occasions where I was on the doorstep of suicide, and the only thing that drew me back from them was knowing how much pain it would cause my family.
Right.
But I still carried those burdens with me.
Well, Keith, it sounds like you certainly have come a long way.
Yes, I have. Yes, I have.
And for you, it began with that first counseling session?
Last fall.
Let's go, if you don't mind, Keith, maybe get some reaction from Ann your journey so far.
Well, I sure do appreciate your comments, Keith. I've heard it said that there's healing in the telling of the story, and it sounds like that's what you experienced. There's something about getting those thoughts out of your head and spoken in the presence of another person that can be really helpful, and I think I'm glad that happened for you.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you very much. And again, I would strongly advise anyone who is listening, be it work-related, be it family-related, be it just the weight of the world. If you're carrying those stones, in all honesty, you need to consider seeking that impartial jury.
All right, Keith. We thank you for your call, and certainly we're on your side, man.
Well, thank you so kindly, and you have a better than average day.
do you see that often when someone has made this kind of progress that one of the things they want to do is they want to share it with others?
Yes, and it's just so important to get that out. You know, it's said that anger turned inward becomes depression. I'm not sure that Keith was experiencing anger, but there is it's just so important to get it out in the presence of another human being. I think when we have these thoughts just rolling around in our heads, sometimes they don't make sense. But if we speak them out loud, we can say, oh, yes, that one makes sense. That one doesn't. So,
Well, Keith, it sounded like someone who, when he first started counseling, was on the brink.
Yes.
And now, I think he said a year later, he is actually come up with his own tools, if you will,
yes,
to help his day-to-day battle with depression and anxiety.
And many of us have coping skills already on board that we don't even recognize often. So if we can kind of think back to a time in our lives when we were feeling better and what was working then, what was helping, or noticing currently, if I have a better day, what's helped that happen? Did I sleep well last night? Did I do my daily exercises? You know, and sleep is so important in managing stress and depression.
I think I saw something somewhere once about if you feel blue, if you feel depressed, get up. Just don't continue to sit. I mean, physically get up.
Yes, yes.
And go do something with your body and physically make it active.
Exercise is huge, again, with anxiety and depression both. And walking is a wonderful exercise. So it doesn't have to be, you know, you don't have to have a gym membership to do this. You could do, you know, sit-ups or push-ups at home on the floor.
I'm glad you said that, Rick. That reminds me, in 2006, when I was going through treatments for breast cancer, I had days of serious depression, and one of my code words to get myself back on track was move. Mm-hmm. And move didn't have to mean exercise for me at that point. It could be just get up out of bed or off the chair and physically move. Maybe go to the store, go to a baseball game. Rick and I did that. Just move somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My mom is going through some depression right now, and she sits in front of the TV, you know, and I keep telling her, move. Just go out. Move to the front porch.
And that's one of the things about depression. The desire to move kind of goes away, losing interest in life. And so sometimes it takes another person to help get one out. Sometimes it takes medication.
You know? Oh, yes.
345-5858 on the air with your question for Ann Martin, licensed professional counselor this morning with Kanawha Pastoral Counseling Center. Jeannie Kay is here as well from the Kanawha Pastoral Counseling Center. Their phone number is 304-205-WELL. That's 205-9355. You can also find them on Facebook. And one of the things you said early on, Jeannie Kay, it's affordable counseling.
Yes.
I like that.
Yeah. First of all, we accept most insurance, but if you don't have insurance or adequate resources to pay, we work with you to make it affordable for you because we believe everybody deserves a chance to make their life better.
All right. So let's get on the phone if you want to talk to someone at the Kanawha Pastoral Counseling Center. You feel the need. 304-205-WELL is their number, 205-9355. Anne, I know you said you had with you some stress skills, a little handout to help us out a little bit.
Mm-hmm. And the first thing on that, as Keith was saying, is to talk it out with someone. Sometimes it can help to get away for a bit, and that doesn't have to be out of town. You know, we've got beautiful parks and forests around here. Can go take a walk in one of our lovely forests. Working off anger or stress energy is also can be very helpful. Again, it could be walking, going to the gym, some kind of physical activity. A lot of people find gardening very therapeutic, just getting your hands in the dirt. I'm one of those, although I don't do it very often. But so summertime, it seems like there's a lot more, and just the longer days can help people feel better. Wintertime, many people experience the seasonal affective disorder or the, you know, so during those times, it can be really important to find something else to do. And another thing on this list is to do something for somebody else. That often lifts our spirits. Balance work and recreation. Look for the positive when wanting to be negative. And that's back to our gratitude thing that we talked about a little bit earlier. And hobbies or activities, such as gardening, can be a distraction. Also, it's important to tell yourself that you're worthwhile and lovable.
That would be tough.
That is hard at times, yes.
And so these will help you cope with stress.
Yes.
And you could probably, if one had that list, they could maybe start adding to that list their own ways.
Yeah.
As Keith is doing.
Yeah.
And as one friend of mine once said, it's like tipping the jar. You know, when the jar gets full of all of that stuff, you may not be able to empty it all the way at one time, but just begin to turn it and start letting some of that stuff out little by little.
Yeah, that's really important.
Yeah. 304-345-5858 if you have a question on the air for Ann Martin, licensed professional counselor from the Kanawha Pastoral Counseling Center. Your office, as you said, is over Christ Church, United Methodist, and Jeannie Kay is with us as well. Your office is right next door.
Right at First Presbyterian Church, the corner of Leon Sullivan Way and Virginia Street.
And the phone number is 304-205-WELL, 304-205-9355. We're back in a moment.
58 WCHS, the voice of Charleston.
The selection is huge and the savings are tremendous during Pew Furniture's loading dock sale and store-wide blowout, where it's better quality furniture at prices you want to pay. Get rid of that pressed cardboard and check out the area's largest selection of solid wood furniture. Bedrooms, dining sets, entertainment centers, baby beds, bar stools, and bookcases. Looking for a sofa? Pew Furniture has over 200 handcrafted sofa groups. Big sofas, small sofas, firm sofas, soft sofas, sectional sofas, and nobody beats our sale prices on better quality sofas. Superb savings on Serta, Certapedic, and Perfect Sleeper mattresses, and no reasonable offer refused on scratch and dent, unclaimed layaways, and hundreds of one-of-a-kind items. Shop around, but don't you buy until you see the better quality furniture at Pew Furniture Warehouse Showrooms, 1320 Smith Street in Charleston's Furniture District, open 7 days a week.
In West Virginia, the law states you have the right to choose your auto glass replacement company. Call Guardian Auto Glass for the easiest glass claim reporting. Together, we can call your insurance company's glass claim administrator, schedule your repair or replacement today. Whether cash or insurance, call Guardian Auto Glass for competitive pricing, fast mobile service, certified technicians, a lifetime no-leak warranty, and the safest installation always. Call Guardian Auto Glass, 304-346-2550.
It's the biggest sporting event ever to hit West Virginia, and it's coming to the Greenbrier, America's Resort in White Sulphur Springs. Announcing the newest stop on the PGA Tour FedEx Cup Series, the Greenbrier Classic, July 26th through August 1st.
But this is more than a golf tournament.
Thursday, July 29th, the Greenbrier Classic presents in concert Rascal Flatts. Plus country music superstar Reba. Then on Saturday night, July 31st, it's Brad Paisley.
If you don't jump in the water.
And CMA Entertainer of the Year, Carrie Underwood. Your badge for an entire week of golf plus the Thursday concert is just $69. Or get a badge for an entire week of golf plus the Saturday concert for only $79. But the hottest deal is a weekly badge that includes all the golf and both concerts for just $147. Get your badges by logging on to GreenbrierClassic.com, Ticketmaster, or visiting your local Kroger's or United Bank. Don't miss the event of the century, July 26th through August 1st at the Greenbrier, America's Resort. Tickets on sale now.
Sometimes you have one thing that bothers you. Other times you have more than one. And both are important, which is why Eye and Ear Clinic Physicians offers more than one great clinic. At Eye and Ear Clinic Physicians, you have amazing resources at your fingertips when you have issues regarding sinuses, your neck, or your head. Eye and Ear Clinic offers treatment for sinusitis and endoscopic sinus surgery for all ages, as well as head and neck surgery, an allergy center, a hearing aid center, and in-house CAT scan. All services are provided by board-certified physicians. Dr. Robert Pollard of Eye and Ear Clinic Physicians will be on hand for Ask the Expert this Friday at 9:05 a.m. Be sure to have your questions ready and call 345-5858. Eye and Ear Clinic Physicians, 1306 Kanawha Boulevard, East Charleston, North Main Street in Chapmanville, 211 Sunset Drive in Beckley, and 1206 Hospital Drive, Taze Valley. The choice for sensible, comprehensive care. Eye and Ear Clinic Physicians.
WCHS, the voice of Charleston, Ask the Experts with Kanawha Pastoral Counseling Center. If you'd like to talk with the Kanawha Pastoral Counseling Center, just pick up the phone and call 304-205-WELL, 304-205-9355. You can also find them online at kpcc.com or on Facebook now. Cutting edge on Facebook as well with the Kanawha Pastoral Counseling Center. With us this morning is Jeannie Kay and Ann Martin. Ann is a licensed professional counselor. We have a call from Elizabeth in Clay County. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning.
How can we help you?
I wanted to ask Jeannie a question about their services in Clay County.
Okay, go ahead.
We don't have an office located in Clay County, but we certainly invite you to come to whatever location is most convenient for you.
Well, I know at one time that you were here temporarily, and I wondered what's the prospects of you coming back to Clay County and serving the people here without a 50 or 100-mile round-trip drive to Charleston.
Well, you know, our executive director is out of town until sometime in July, and I'll talk to him about that. I've just been with the Counseling Center for about a year, so I really don't know how we started a new location, but I'll certainly address that with Sky.
You were here for a while, and I'm not sure what happened. And I was a therapist for Shawnee Hills and here in Clay County for 14 years or so. And I had more clients than I could even hardly handle, even with the second master's medical counselor. And I've just been disturbed for a long time that we don't have the privilege of that service anymore, and wondered what you all might do about it.
I'll discuss that with Sky. I think it's a great idea, and I'm glad that you have kind of invited us there. So, yeah, we'll definitely work on that.
All right, Elizabeth, thank you for your call. 304-345-5858 for On the Air with the Kanawha Pastoral Counseling Center this morning, 304-345-5858. Ann Martin, licensed professional counselor, is with us. And one of the things that hopefully you can help us with is how do we relax in this day of, you know, we have Facebook, Twitter, we have smartphones, we have all these ways that people can now invade our space.
Yeah.
When and how do we relax a little bit?
Well, there's a relaxation technique that is very simple, which I like simple.
Oh,
it's
me too.
Easy to remember. And this can be used during the day if you want to, or when you if you wake up at night feeling stressed or worried, it can help you go back to sleep. And it's just, if you want to do it during the day, you can find 10 to 20 minutes in your schedule and try to find a place that's calming for you and where you can relax. And then you just choose a word or a short phrase to focus on. And it could be as simple as the word relax. And you focus on that word as you're breathing. So you sit quietly in a comfortable position, or if you've awakened at night, you can just lie in your bed and do this. And you relax your muscles, close your eyes, and breathe slowly in a comfortable rhythm, and repeat your focus word or phrase silently as you exhale. You don't want to worry about how well you're doing, and this is what I love the most about this one. Don't worry about it if your mind wanders, because that'll happen.
Oh, yeah.
When you've noticed that your mind has wandered, just come back to the breathing and the word and relax. If you're doing it during the day, after 10 or 20 minutes, you can just open your eyes, and when you're ready, come back into your daily routine. If you're doing it at night, which I have found helpful, you just do it until you fall back asleep.
So. Wow, it seems so simple.
Yes, yeah.
It was like a mini vacation.
It is, it is.
And to unplug from everything for 10 to 20 minutes a day, probably there are people thinking, I can't do that,
yeah.
I just can't.
Yeah.
But if you can find, you know, it could be in the evening. It doesn't have to be the same time every day, right?
Right, absolutely. Morning, evening, and it doesn't, you know, even 5 minutes is beneficial, I think.
I mean, even at work, if you can just put the phone on do not disturb,
yes.
Close the door, lock it,
yeah.
And 10, 15, 20 minutes, just you and you.
Yeah, yeah. And it can even just be until you feel, you know, most of us can recognize that tense feeling inside. Sometimes we have extra adrenaline running around through our bodies, and it could even be just long enough until you feel calm again, you know. Short periods can be beneficial as well.
345-5858 if you have a question about relaxation. Get on the phone with us, and we'll get you the expert advice you need from Ann Martin, licensed professional counselor at Kanawha Pastoral Counseling Center. 304-345-5858. Jeannie Kay is also with us. And you mentioned early on you've depression has visited your doorstep a few times.
Oh, it has. All throughout my I guess from a teenager all throughout my adult life. I mentioned earlier when I was going through breast cancer, that's obvious that you have some depression then, but I've had it for a variety of reasons, including the sitting on the bathroom floor crying type of depression. And do a lot of women experience that? I hear women from time to time saying, yeah, I just was in the bathroom in the corner crying. I never hear men say that. But
I think many women cry in the shower as well. It's a private place.
The bathroom, because, you know, nobody's going to intrude on you there. But, yeah, I've had some dark periods in my life. at times I got through them because I used an antidepressant. Another time I was a runner, and running really, I didn't have to have any medication during that time, or exercising. And then I eventually, this was before I moved to Charleston, I eventually went to counseling. Now, I do want to mention right up front that sometimes it just takes a few counseling sessions to get you back on track. It doesn't necessarily have to be a long time, but for me it was a long time. It was about a year and a half. And I went through periods of times when I couldn't wait to go to my next counseling session. And then other times I dreaded it because I knew I was going to cry. But I also knew that I had to go through that point to get back to where I was looking forward to the counseling session.
How did you
again.
Know you were going to cry in advance?
Oh, because I was in a point in my counseling where I was facing some difficult issues. And the reason I'm telling you this now is because of my people that know me from radio think that I'm always a happy, perky person, and I am for the most part, and I have a very optimistic attitude on life, but depression can afflict anyone, and sometimes you only know people on the surface, and I just don't want anybody to feel embarrassed or even more depressed because they feel depressed, so I don't mind sharing that at all, and I'm not one bit ashamed that I had to go through counseling. That was just part of who I am. And I believe everything we go through helps make us more compassionate towards other people. So, you know,
I think men cry in the car when they're alone.
Really?
Is that weird?
Yeah,
okay.
Women in the shower, men in the car.
Yeah.
Oh.
When you're counseling someone, Anne, I mean, do you give them homework? I'm trying to think of a better way.
I do sometimes, yeah. Yes. If it's something that they're interested in, because it can help the progress go quicker, you know, if they're working
between
sessions.
Now and the next time we get together, I'd like for you to try this and this and this, something like that.
Well, I usually help them kind of come up with what they'd like to try.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not quite that direct.
Well, that's good.
But,
okay, so on the what's they're buying into it. They're a part of the
mm-hmm.
of the.
Oh,
whole process.
Absolutely. I think people have their own solutions. They know the solution. It's just, you know, helping them get to that. So, but I wanted to comment also on medication, because I think it's really important. You know, people don't think anything about a diabetic taking insulin,
right?
But when someone is depressed, they very often have a low level of serotonin. In fact, as I said earlier to Jeannie and Rick here, I think sometimes I would really like to hear the diagnosis for depression be changed to serotonin deficiency. And that's what the drugs like Prozac, many of them that you hear called SSRIs, help a person's body have more serotonin level in it. So it is, you know, those drugs aren't, you know, like the old ones that kind of made people feel drugged. And so many, many studies have shown that medication and talk therapy on their own are effective, but the two together, the effectiveness just goes through the ceiling. So,
and someone who might be on medication, would they probably be on medication for the rest of their lives?
Not necessarily, no. Sometimes it can be, you know, less than a year. If the body is lacking in serotonin and, you know, if the chemistry has gotten off for some reason, sometimes those medications will help the body kind of recalibrate and the person can come off within a year. Some people do need lifetime medication. It just kind of depends on the body chemistry, I think.
And for, I mean, Jeannie, when you said you a year and a half in
mm-hmm.
counseling.
Mm-hmm.
When it was time to leave, I mean, leave counseling, what were your feelings?
Well, when it was getting close to time to leave, I was feeling really good. I loved going to see the counselor. So when she said, well, Jeannie, I think we're finished now, but if you need to come back anymore, you can come back anytime. It was like, oh, it was, you know, kind of bittersweet. I had a great counselor. I had a good relationship with her. Yet it wasn't a personal relationship, so it was. I was like, okay, I've dealt with this, but I'm going to miss the weekly sessions.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
I'm thinking after, you know, it's like you graduate from high school or college and you're happy, but on the other hand, you're like, oh, okay, I'm done. Okay, but can I have your number just in case? So, how do you replace the counselor in your life if you finished up the counseling sessions? Pretty much, you're somebody. You get in the boat, and somebody kicks the boat away from the shore.
Yeah.
How do you find someone that is as meaningful to you in your life as the counselor was?
Well, I'm guessing that during the course of counseling, Jeannie probably recognized and developed many coping skills and had probably a good social support already. So that was there. But it is a different relationship, and I expect that your counselor felt as I do, many the same thing that you did. It's a bittersweet. You want to work yourself out of a job,
I'm recalling now what the difference was. I was also, she recommended a support group I go to at the same time, and I continued to go to that support group as a person who had healed from her wounds. So I left my counseling sessions, but during the time of the ending of the counseling, I was also graduating to be a helper to the people who were coming into that support group. So it goes back to what you were saying.
It's on the list.
You're having depression, help somebody else, go serve food at a food pantry, or, there's always somebody that could use your help.
Yes.
And you get gifted when you do that.
Yeah.
You know?
And also finding a group.
Finding a group can be very helpful. It really depends on the individual situation.
Mm-hmm. And make sure it's a group whose goal is to be positive.
Yeah. Is this a group that should be, is led by a professional as opposed to maybe just a group that just meets and just kind of kicks things around? Does it matter?
My group wasn't led by a professional. It was just a group of women. There was a facilitator group of women who had the same issue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I would say, again, I agree with Jeannie, it doesn't have to be a professional. Mm-hmm. And she knew it was the right place for her. Mm-hmm. Most people, if they can just trust their own judgment, will find their place.
You know, when Keith called in, he talked about those moments when everything was, he kept it bottled up and to the point where he imploded. He didn't explode.
Yeah.
He imploded.
Mm-hmm.
What's the significance of that?
Well, it's that... When our thoughts are just contained within ourselves, we have a tendency. Well, he could have exploded, as he said, but some people do. We see evidence of that in our society with, some tragedies. But it just, I don't know what makes one person implode and one explode.
What makes us feel like we can keep it in? We can just keep it pounded in and not let it out. And just carry it around with us as it keeps getting heavier and heavier.
Yeah.
I can do this. I can do this until you get to a point. I can't do this.
Well, we're trained, I think, in our society, particularly men, to keep it in, to be independent, to take care of ourselves. And many times men are trained not to show emotion.
Mm-hmm. And for women, it might be to a point where you cry in the bathroom, in the floor, in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Are you hoping at that point somebody will hear you and come ask what's wrong, or you just want that moment for yourself?
I don't remember ever hoping that.
No.
I'm not saying it couldn't be for others, but for me it was just, I have just got to cry. I can't hold it any longer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's important. Crying is a wonderful outlet.
Yeah.
It's important to let those tears out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And if you get to the point where you do find yourself, where you know that you're crying, and you need some help, call us.
And that number, thank you for the lead-in, for Kanawha Pastoral Counseling Center is 205-WELL, 205-9355. You can speak with Ann Martin, licensed professional counselor, and our guest this morning, Jeannie Kay, of course, at the center as well. And they're online at kpcc.com and Facebook. And as Jeannie said, you don't need to be religious necessarily to come to counseling.
No, but if you do have a faith and you want your spiritual life to be part of your counseling, it's available.
And it is affordable counseling.
It is. We accept most insurance, but we also provide fee subsidies if you need that.
Thanks to, I'm sure there's underwriters involved with that, right?
We have a lot of generous donors in this community who make those fee subsidies possible.
Very good. And our phone number on the air, we have a few moments remaining. If you have a question for us, is 304-345-5858, 304-345-5858. We're back in a moment.
58 WCHS, the voice of Charleston. Hey, John, how do you know you got a great deal on a great car?
Well, it's simple. Look for the tent for money well spent at Moses Factory Outlet, West Virginia's largest factory outlet, and home of the giant tent sale.
Stop by either location of Moses Factory Outlet, just off the Taze Valley exit or on Corridor G, for rock-bottom, extra-low summer saver prices on over 1,000 used vehicles in every make and model.
During the incredible Summer Saver event, you'll find cars, trucks, SUVs, and fuel-efficient vehicles with the year's lowest prices and highest trade-in allowances. Just say, show me the Carfax. And remember, Moses Factory Outlet, the home of the giant tent sale, is also the home of no-problem financing.
That's right. Plus, be sure to stop by today to register to win a $1,000 gift certificate to Gander Mountain. No purchase necessary.
You can't afford to wait another minute. The Summer Saver sales event won't last long, and it's happening now at Moses Factory Outlet in Taze Valley and on Corridor G, home of the giant tent sale.
We'll see you here at Moses Factory Outlet.
It is Ask the Expert this morning. We have a call. We'll try to squeeze this in quickly. Mary Alice is on the line from St. Albans. Good morning, Mary Alice.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am.
I have a question regarding the procedure and getting to the counseling. Does a primary physician have to refer you?
Most often they don't. There are a few rare policies now that do require that.
But you can call our office, and Mandy or Linda will answer the phone, and they can find out what your insurance is and let you know whether that's necessary or not. But like Ann said, in most cases, it's not.
Well, thank you for the service that you provide. It's very much needed and appreciated.
Thanks, Mary Alice.
Thank you very much for the call. Appreciate it. 304-345-5858. We have maybe time for one quick call if you want to buzz in at 304-345-5858. Ann Martin has been our guest this morning, licensed professional counselor, as well as Jeannie Kay from the Kanawha Pastoral Counseling Center. And one more time, that list of stress skills that we can take with us.
Learn to talk it out with someone. Get away for a little while, work off anger energy, and do something for other people. Look for the positive when wanting to be negative. Balance work and recreation. Have some type of activity or hobby to meet your need for distraction, challenge, relaxation, or simple enjoyment. Plan and do some type of daily activity. Walking is excellent. And tell yourself daily that you're worthwhile and lovable.
Very good. And we were talking about the hours at the Kanawha Pastoral Counseling Center. After school, after work hours available?
Yeah, our hours are 9 to 5, but some of our counselors do have after school and after work hours. Our counselor that sees a lot of kids, she doesn't even come in till like 11 or something so that she can work later in the evening. And Anne has lunchtime hours, and maybe some of the other counselors do too. I'm not sure about that, but they're very, it's easy to work with the counselor and find a time that fits for you.
So brown bag counseling is available?
Yes.
In
definitely.
Your office?
Yeah. It is, yes.
Okay. Well, again, so with this flexible schedule, I mean, the availability, certainly one can look at their day and say, well, I do maybe have some time here to come and talk it out.
Yeah.
All right, and it begins with a phone call to the Kanawha Pastoral Counseling Center, which is 304-205-WELL, 304-205-5 or 9355. That's 205-9355. You can also find Kanawha Pastoral Counseling Center online, kpcc.com, or pay a visit to their Facebook page. Well, I guess we're out of time.
Oh, sounds like it.
Oh, my. Jeannie Kay, thanks for being here. Appreciate it very much.
Oh, thanks for having us.
And Ann Martin, licensed professional counselor, thank you for giving us some skills here today.
It's a pleasure to be here.
I think I feel a little bump up in my serotonin now, as a matter of fact. That's Kanawha Pastoral Counseling Center, 205-WELL, 205-9355, kpcc.com, and on Facebook. I'm Rick Johnson on 58 WCHS.